Good morning, everybody. It's Teresa from Sojourn Retreat House. It is Monday, the 27th of June, 2022, and today's short teaching is titled Guard Your Tongue. You'll remember a couple of weeks ago, I discussed how when we speak positively, it has a very positive effect on our lives. But today, I want to look at another aspect of our speech, and that is gossip. It's only when recently I did a very in-depth study on gossip that I realized how much the Bible actually addresses it. And that, along with my very own experience with gossip in my past, has made me realize that it really is worthwhile touching on it today. So firstly, let me start off with a verse that I want to share with you. And it is in Proverbs 6, verse 16 to 19. It says, "These are six things that the Lord hates, seven that are an abomination to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that make haste to run to evil, a false witness who breathes out lies, and one who sows discord among brothers." I now want to go on to some definitions of what gossip is. Gossip is the casual or unconstrained conversation or reports about other people, typically involving details that are not confirmed as being true. Another way of looking at it would be looking at the definition of slander, and that is a false spoken statement damaging to a person's reputation. So why am I now giving you that verse that I mentioned earlier? If you look at discord, the definition for discord is defined as disagreement between people. And so if you look at that first verse that I read out to you, it says that these things are an abomination to him. It would be a lying tongue. It goes on to say a false witness who breathes out lies, and then one who sows discord among brothers. There is nothing that creates discord amongst people more than gossip. The reason is, if you look at the very definitions that I gave you, you can see why that it would create discord. If you look at gossip, it says details that are not confirmed as true. And under slander, it says it's a false spoken statement. And so by their very definition, it shows that the person that is speaking about the other person would not agree or be in agreement about what is being said. This creates discord. I'm going to ask you to go and read that verse again in conjunction with the definitions and see how clearly it applies to gossip. And how much God hates it. In fact, he even describes that it's an abomination to him. I guess, like me, you saw discord as something a lot more serious or a lot bigger. I always thought it was something like wage negotiations or even negotiations or war. But I was very surprised to see that something so everyday, and if you're not careful, something that can be a hell of a lot of fun, could be so destructive. Paul in Ephesians says, in Ephesians 4 verse 1 to 3, it says, "Therefore, I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of your calling to which you have been called, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." God is all about unity. He doesn't want discord. It goes further to say, the Bible has so much to say about gossip. In Proverbs 18, verse 8, remember I mentioned it can be fun. It says, "The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to the inmost parts." I'm sure that you've come across people that the minute they get information about somebody else will phone you instantly or run out to tell you that information, very eager to share the little morsel. And that's what it's speaking of here. It fascinates me. I think people generally want to know that other people are doing worse off than them. I think it's definitely a pride thing. But let me tell you, it's only when you're on the other end of that gossip that you feel its effects. In Proverbs 11 verse 13, it says, "A gossip betrays confidence, but a trustworthy person keeps a secret." Proverbs 16 verse 28b says, "A gossip separates close friends." Psalms 34 verse 13 says, "Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies." Psalm 141 verse 3 says, "Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips." Now, what if you were to say to me that what you are saying about the person is true? I've been challenged many times about this, where the person would say what they're saying about the person is true, and also that they would actually share that if the person was in the room. Let me show you in Ephesians 4, verse 29. It says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." And then I'm going to ask you, would you really want to do that still? James 1 verse 26 says, "Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless." Proverbs 17 verse 9 says, "Whoever would foster love covers over an offense, but whoever repeats the matter separates close friends." Proverbs 18 verse 21 says, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat of its fruit." So that's when I'm going to ask you, even if it is true, why would you want to still share that information with somebody else? Now the million-dollar question is, how do I move away from gossip? And I find it so prevalent wherever I go. In an era where Facebook is all about comparison and discussing other people's lives, I really do find it wherever I go. I think the number one rule would be to apply Matthew 7 verse 12. It says, "Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them." I always try and put myself in the other person's shoes. Would I want that person to be talking about me the way that they're speaking about that, or the way that I'm speaking about them? Alternatively, if you find that you're in a group of people that constantly gossips, I want to give you some tips that have really been helpful for me. Another verse to stand on would be Romans 13 verse 9. It says, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Think about it. Would you be saying the same stuff if you knew that they were in the other room and could overhear you? That's always a good rule of thumb. Another practical step would be just don't partake. If you find you can't get out of the conversation, or you can't steer it off in a different direction, just don't partake. I've often had to change the subject, and that also works. And then a really big stinker for me is when you're in a group like that and they're wanting to talk about somebody and it's malicious. Then I just say, well, you know what, guys, how about if we rather just pray for that person? Very often that person, what they're saying about them is not out of their own choice. And so when we choose to pray for them, rather, it takes the sting out of it. And then lastly, I find that in those conversations, if I can come up with a relevant reason why I think that person would be doing what they're doing, putting myself in their shoes. It is amazing how quickly people will stop gossiping in front of you if you start applying these principles. I remember going to a arts and crafts class for a while. I used to attend a hobby class for a while when I was very young. And every time somebody was off and away from that class, it was like a massive gossip monger. Everybody had to, it was just terrible. And I used to find myself feeling so uneasy. And you know, there came a point where I didn't want to be off because I was so scared they were going to talk about me. Because I guarantee you, if those people are talking about other people, there's no reason to doubt that they would be talking about you as well. The Bible's also got some advice for those people, for people that find themselves in the situation. So I would suggest, if you've tried all of what I've mentioned earlier on the practical steps and it's still not working, then I would tell you, Romans 16 verse 17 says, "I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught. Avoid them." Proverbs 20 verse 19 says, "A gossip betrays confidence, so avoid anyone who talks too much." And so the Bible's quite clear. If you can't change it, then avoid it. God hates gossip and the discord it creates. Something that I always ponder on, and it's something that I never ever want to be guilty of, is that by partaking of gossip, you rob yourself of being able to invest in another person's life. Think about it. If you've been in a group and you've spoken about somebody else and you've gossiped along with anybody else, you can never ever relate to that person in a normal way again. Firstly, you'll always feel like you know too much. And secondly, you'll never be able to react the same in front of the other people when that person's in the room. And so think about it. This really is so important. And I urge you to guard your tongue. Have a blessed week.